You are now listening to the iScript of Better Days, Episode 3, written by Stephen Cameron. Episode 3, Jason versus the Giant Chicken of Doom, written by Stephen Cameron. Characters and story created by Stephen Cameron. Special thanks to Casey Wren for allowing me to use his name and likeness as a character. Fade in. Interior. Basement. Day. Jason sits on the futon. He turns on the radio and sits back. Radio DJ, off screen. And we're back! Yesterday, the higher-up suits told me that I'm not doing my job and I'm on a sort of probation, and if I don't play nice, I will be off the air. So, until I'm off the air, today, as promised, I'm going to talk with a girl from the South who has sex with animals. Maybe she will make my dog happy and suck him off. We'll ask. Stay tuned. Jason smiles to himself and picks up the paper. He starts flipping through. Close up, on a picture of a man in a chicken suit wearing boxing gloves. The title of the page is Boxing Chicken to Fight Anyone. Jason drops the paper and steps on the picture of the chicken. Jason. Son of a bi- Interior, convenience store, day. Jason, Kenny, and Barbara walk around the store. Jason carries a copy of the article, showing it to Kenny and Barbara. The clerk watches their every move. Kenny.
You know it's only a guy in a silly chicken suit, right?
Jason.
That's not the point. Maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but what is the point? The point is that I hate chickens, and this guy is challenging me to a fight, and I will sign up.
Barbara.
Jason, you'll just get hurt.
Think about the kids.
What kids?
That's what I mean. Get a girlfriend already. You waste your life acting like this and doing things you shouldn't, and for what? What about you? You're always hanging around, so it can't be that wasteful.
Kenny smiles.
Unlike you two, I have a date.
When?
Tonight.
With who?
Is that really your business?
No, it's not.
It is. I guess it's not, but still, we have history.
It's my personal life. Key word being personal.
Please, ladies, get over it.
Whatever.
The clerk continues to watch them. Now he has grown more interested in what they are talking about, so he slowly sneaks up on them, pretending he's sweeping.
I'm sorry, okay? I just was a little angry at your saying my life is meaningless.
I didn't say that. It was Kenny.
Jason looks confused.
Do you know anyone?
For what?
Meet a date. Do you know anybody?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Who?
Poppy.
The chubby one with the big...
Yes. What's wrong with her?
Oh, nothing. No, nothing. I just didn't think a girl like her would be interested in a guy like me. You are a little nerdy sometimes.
They both look at him.
What? Well, you are. And how come you never set me up with your girlfriends?
I thought since you were in prison that you liked men. Plus, I don't like you.
Haha, really funny.
The clerk pops up behind them. They all jump. Clerk.
Aha! I caught you loitering in my place of business. Leave now before I call the cops and ban you from the place.
Jason picks up a handful of chocolate bars, showing them to the clerk.
What if I buy something? The clerk stares them down. Okay. This time, you have talked your way out of it, but next time, I will attack.
He gives them a crazy, demented look, and then walks away.
You think he knows that look makes his face bunch up like he has Down syndrome?
If someone hears you saying that, the people at PETA will be up our asses.
I think you have your organizations mixed up.
Or maybe you have yours mixed up. Either way, we don't want them coming after us. They work for the government who spies on people for a living. Dude, shut up about that. I have heard this shit about how they spy on your uncle all the time, and that's why he moved out into a trailer park. You sure it's not because he's an alcoholic loser?
Anyway, what are you guys up to today?
I'm going to sign up for this boxing match, and if you talk to your girlfriend Stephanie about going out with me, that's about the gist of my plans. Yeah, that's about it. All in all, another very eventful day, huh?
Who's Stephanie?
I don't know. Who is she?
You said, and if you talk to your girlfriend, Stephanie.
I don't know any Stephanies.
Her name's Poppy. Don't forget it and embarrass me.
I wouldn't forget someone's name. Give me some credit.
Jason puts the chocolate bars down as the three continue to look around. Interior, arena, main entrance, day. The main entrance is bare but for a booth with a woman inside. Jason and Kenny walk in and approach the booth. Woman.
$10. I give you a ticket and you be here at 9 to fight, okay?
Oh, and you need a trainer. Jason. Does he have to be licensed?
No.
Jason turns to Kenny. He smiles.
Just pay me and take your ticket, please.
Jason drops a 10 on the counter. He takes the ticket, and they turn to leave.
Make sure you both sign the appropriate places on the ticket, or else you'll be turned away. Thank you, and have a nice stay.
Kenny.
You don't like this job, do you?
Honestly, I fucking hate you little snot-nosed kids, but I need the money.
A whore of the system. Huh, I get it.
Don't fucking call me a whore, you little prick. I'll gut you like a fish.
Kenny and Jason back away. She pulls out a small pocket knife. They run away. Exterior, arena, day. Jason and Kenny walk out. Kenny.
Why would you want me as your trainer? I don't even work out.
Jason. Me either, but how hard can it be, right?
I guess.
Jason walks ahead.
How do I get myself into these things?
He laughs and catches up to Jason. Interior, gym, day. Large, buff men and women walk around from machine to machine. Jason and Kenny walk in wearing baggy sweats, looking out of place. Jason.
Lifting weights looks cool.
They go over to the bench press. Jason lays down on his back.
Spot me.
Kenny.
Okay, how much are you thinking about benching?
I feel like starting with 100.
Kenny put 2 50-pound weights on each side and locks them in place. He backs up and watches. Jason grabs the bar, breathes in and out quickly. He lifts it off. His face starts to turn red. Jason, strained.
Help!
Kenny runs in and helps him put it back on the bars. Jason sits up and shakes his head.
Maybe.
Shut up, man. Just shut up.
Jason walks away. Kenny smiles before following. Interior, coffee shop, day. The coffee shop is mostly empty, but for the odd person drinking coffee. A couple of girls dressed in uniforms sit behind the counter chatting and not working. Barbara sits across from Poppy Walsh, a chubby, good-looking red-headed girl. They have muffins and coffee on the table. Poppy.
Jason?
Barbara.
Yeah, the guy I hang out with all the time. I know who he is, but I always thought he hated me.
He was rather happy when I told him that you liked him. I'll give you his number and tell me how it goes tomorrow.
Yeah, so tell me about Harold. What's he like? Is he hot? How big's his penis?
He's nice, hot, and I don't know.
Should never date men with small penises. They're about as good as a vibrator, and one can't break your heart.
I've dated a few guys with small penises, and they were better than my vibrator.
Not mine. It is good in bed.
It's not the same, though, is it?
There's a sex store downtown called Dildo and Dildoettes. It's a very raunchy place owned probably by men because of all the porn is straight and lesbian, but they do have some female sex toys.
Barbara takes a sip of her coffee.
Ask for the Asian imports. They're so realistic you could be a lesbian and still have your dick.
She winks.
If you know what I mean. But what if... Anyway, back to your date. So, you think it will be anything more than a first date?
Yeah, we met while I was doing his hair.
He grooms? Is he gay?
Barbara laughs.
No, he was getting his hair cut, simple and all.
They make eye contact.
Are you sure? Some guys just prefer to have scruffy hair until a girl comes along and makes them cut it off.
Barbara smiles and shrugs her shoulders. Interior, gym, day. Jason is now wearing a pair of boxing gloves and a helmet. Kenny is also wearing the same stuff. Kenny.
So, neither of us know how to box.
Jason. How hard can it be?
I guess we'll find out.
Jason launches a right hook at Kenny. It lands on the side of his head. Kenny barely even notices. He straightens his pants and gets into position.
Let's start.
Jason hits him with a left and a right to the body. Still, nothing much. Then Kenny hits him with an uppercut, knocking Jason down to the mat. Kenny, cheering.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Kenny jumps around, celebrating. Jason tries getting up, but falls back down.
Help me up, jackass.
Kenny walks over and helps him to his feet. He pats Jason on the back.
Why'd you hit me?
Kenny pats him on the back and holds him up as well.
It'll be okay, buddy.
I know.
So, want to go follow Barbie on her date?
Definitely. Jason and Kenny get out of the ring and disappear down through a door. Interior, basement, an hour later. Jason and Kenny sit on the futon watching A Better Place. Warrior sits in between. Jason.
This is a good film here. Better than those other ones.
Kenny.
These guys can't act. I'd rather watch Powder. At least that was a well-acted film.
What the fuck is Powder? Some drug-toting flick about an addict trying to get clean?
Yeah, that's it, you stupid wang. It's a film about a super genius who is really white, and he can... forget it. Just watch the fucking film.
No.
Jason takes the remote and pauses the movie. He turns and looks at Kenny.
What's your problem?
You fucking put down my goddamned film collection.
Warrior jumps down and walks away. He looks back at them.
Dude, I didn't say it was bad, just the acting.
Still, I don't go saying the acting was bad in Godfather. Warrior plops down on the other side of the basement, still watching the two argue.
Because it's not.
Yes, it is. So bad that it makes me envy Paul Anderson. So bad that I lost my erection for a year. So bad it gave me herpes.
You sure that wasn't Barbie?
So fucking funny, asshole.
Look, let's not argue.
Kenny checks the clock.
Barbie's date starts soon. Let's just finish the movie and get ready for some recon work.
Okay, I'm sorry I freaked out. It's just I will defend films I like till the end of time. Warrior lifts his leg and starts licking himself all the while watching Kenny and Jason. Exterior, cinema, an hour later. Standing outside the cinema smoking a cigarette is Casey Wren, a 15-year-old male with short brown hair and blonde highlights. Casey.
What's up, bitches?
Kenny.
Casey? Long time no see, my friend.
Casey.
Yeah, too long. I see you bitches walking around town at all the faggy joints. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's Jason.
Yeah, I see that. I get that vibe from him.
Jason.
Alone again, I see.
Casey.
Definitely not. I got a sweet bitch getting the seats to Boogeyman, juicing her up, maybe get some sweet pussy later on.
Jason.
How can you get tickets? You're 15.
My parents own this bitch.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
You a dumb bitch, ain't ya?
Anyway, we have to be going.
I ain't stopping ya, but just remember, the pussy is best served scared, or something like that, bitches.
Casey drops his cigarette and walks off into the cinema.
Jason. You think he's really got a girl?
Kenny.
It's hard to tell. If he doesn't, well, he's a sad excuse for a teenager.
Jason.
Yeah.
They laugh and walk off. Interior, restaurant, day. The restaurant is casual. Every seat is full. Barbara and Harold, both dressed in nice clothing, walk in. They approach a greeter. Exterior, restaurant, day. Jason and Kenny sneak around a corner, staying close to the wall as they approach the main entrance. Jason peeks in and sees Barbara and Harold are being seated. He turns to Kenny. Jason.
I feel like James Bond or Solid Snake.
Kenny.
I feel like an ass. Solid Snake kills bad guys on ships and in jungles. He doesn't follow girls around on dates.
Whatever, dude. You can't ruin this moment for me.
What moment? Never mind. I don't want to know.
They continue along the wall towards the doors. Interior, restaurant, day. Barbara and Harold now sit. A waitress finishes taking their orders and leaves. Jason and Kenny walk in. Harold.
This is a nice place, you think?
Barbara. Yeah, it's okay.
I don't know. It's too fancy for me. I'd much rather grab a burger and get going. Yeah, that's what I would like.
It's always nice to go out once in a while.
So, do you like me? I get the feeling you're thinking about something or someone else.
Barbara smiles and shakes her head.
I just thought you.
The waitress comes back and places their drinks on the table. Jason and Kenny now try to get closer, but are stopped by the greeter. Greeter.
Excuse me, sirs. This is a restaurant and you need reservations to come in?
Jason.
We're FBI agents watching that guy.
He points out Harold.
Greeter. What's he done?
He's a suspected sleeper spy. Very dangerous. Arabs and shit. It's high-tech complicated shit, really.
Jason smiles to himself. The greeter seems really interested.
Greeter.
What should we do?
Jason.
Keep an eye on him, and let us do the same from different locations within this fine establishment. And remember, if he makes any sudden moves, you should restrain him.
Okay, sir.
The greeter salutes them and goes back to his post. He keeps a watchful glare on Harold. Jason and Kenny continue to sneak around for a better view, stopping every few feet to laugh. Kenny.
What a dumbass. A sleeper spy and he believes me?
Jason.
Yeah, that's the restaurant industry for you.
Jason and Kenny stop. They're in front of a giant aquarium.
So, what are we going to do exactly?
I don't know. You said let's spy on Barbie, not me.
Did I? Well, this sucks. Want to go back to the basement and watch aliens?
Sure. Harold stands up. He sneezes. The greeter jets across the room and hits Harold with a vicious body check, knocking him over a table. Barbara and many guests stand in shock.
Barbara, what is wrong with you?
The greeter stands there and looks to Jason and Kenny, but only sees the backs of their heads as they exit quickly. The greeter looks at the people and just smiles. Exterior, restaurant, day. Jason and Kenny stop to catch their breath. Barbara walks out and looks at them with an anger never seen before by her. Barbara,
Why do you ruin this for me? All I asked was to go on a date with a nice, normal guy, and somehow my friends find a way to ruin it.
Jason. I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Barbara shakes her head.
I guess I shouldn't expect much out of you two.
Kenny.
How can we determine the actions of others? That greeting guy acted of his own volition. We just wanted to watch your date because we were bored.
And that makes it all better, right? I'm fucking sick of trying with you two. Never again. I'm finished.
Jason. Barbie, what do you mean? Tears have now become apparent on her face.
I don't want to be friends with you two anymore. It's too much work.
She goes back into the restaurant. Jason starts to go after her, but Kenny grabs his arm.
No, man, just let her go. She'll cool down later.
I have to.
Dude, she'll be cool later. We have to go.
He taps his wrist. Jason realizes, and he reluctantly follows Kenny away from the restaurant. Interior, arena, dressing room, day. The dressing room is empty, surrounded by lockers. Jason, dressed in a loose sweatshirt, boxing trunks, and wears green boxing gloves, sits on a bench in the middle of the room. Kenny walks in and starts smacking Jason on the shoulders. Jason,
where'd you go?
Kenny,
I had to sign a waiver saying if you get hurt, you won't sue. No biggie.
Jason gets up and walks around the room.
Don't worry, this will be a walk in the park.
Kenny takes a knee. Kenny lowers his voice.
Now look here, kid. This has been a long time coming, and you've trained really hard. Jab and move, jab and move. These days, it's all about defense. Just defend, and you will win.
Kenny slaps him and continues his speech. Interior, arena, day. A boxing ring is set up. Maybe 100 people sit in the stands to watch. An announcer stands in the middle of the ring. He holds a card. Announcer.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the new city that never sleeps, and we're live! We are proud to present an evening of boxing for your entertainment with a 5-round grudge match!
An odd song made up of chicken clucks starts throughout the arena. A man dressed in a chicken suit wearing boxing gloves starts walking out to the ring surrounded by trainers and others wearing chicken shirts.
First weighing in at a dramatic 315 pounds, Dr. Doom, Le Chicken Soup.
The chicken raises his arms and the crowd boos him. He laughs and continues into the ring. Barbie Girl by Aqua starts to blare throughout the arena. Jason is pushed through the entrance curtains by Kenny, who follows behind with a huge smile on his face.
And his opponent, weighing in at 150 pounds, the Fantastic Barbie Lover, Jason!
Jason enters the ring, looking at the chicken. Kenny waves his hands up and down to hype up the crowd. The referee gets into the center of the ring. Jason and the chicken join him. Jason stares down the chicken. Referee.
We went over the rules in your dressing rooms. This was a 5-round, 3-minute-long bout. Put on a good show and don't get hurt. Tap gloves, go to your corners, and once the bell rings, come out fighting.
Jason pushes the chicken back. He smiles and walks back to his corner. Exterior, arena, day. Barbara and Poppy walk up to the doors. Poppy.
What's wrong, Barb?
Barbara turns to Poppy. Barbara.
I will not forgive him this time, but I'm sick and tired of his childish behavior.
I know.
Let's get this over with.
They disappear inside the arena. Interior, arena, day. Ding! Jason and the chicken come out of their corners, sizing each other up. Jason showboats and snaps a sloppy jab, hitting the chicken in the head. He smiles proud of his work. He then goes into a flurry of body shots, leaving himself unprotected, and is hit with a furious left uppercut that sends him hard down to the mat. Referee.
1, 2.
Barbara and Poppy cover their eyes and then quickly look again. Kenny laughs and cheers on Jason. Kenny, in slow motion.
Get up!
Jason gets to his feet. He approaches the chicken again and is hit by another vicious flurry that knocks him back to the ground. Referee.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Jason tries to get up, but fails and lands onto the mat once again. The referee just waves his hands to call it over.
It's over! It's over!
The chicken and his people celebrate. The fans boo loudly at Jason. Kenny gets in the ring and helps Jason to his feet. Jason just falls back down. Interior, arena, dressing room, day. Jason, now dressed and sporting a shiner under his left eye, sits beside Kenny with his head in his hands. Jason, muffled.
I'm a goddamned failure, dude. I suck at everything I do.
Jason keeps his head down. Kenny pats him on the back. Kenny.
You know what, man?
Kenny points to the entrance of the dressing room. Kenny, yelling.
Fuck them! Fuck them all!
Calms his voice.
It was just a stupid little boxing match that should have never happened. You're better than that. It's beneath you.
Jason, I know you're trying to help, man, but it's working like a charm.
Jason brings his head up and smiles.
Thank you.
For what?
Your help. It means a lot you thought enough of me to help out with my little fantasy. Just trying to prevent you from getting your ass kicked didn't work, but at least you tried.
Kenny semi-hugs Jason. Interior, basement, night. Jason sits alone on his futon looking up at the roof when the phone rings. Jason lifts it up to his ear. Jason.
Hello? Oh, hi, Poppy. You want to go out?
Sure. Tomorrow sound nice?
Okay, then. I'll see you then.
Jason hangs up, leans back, looks at his crotch, and winks. Fade out. The end. End of episode 3. Stay tuned and find out what happens next week. Script created with by Final Draft Incorporated. This completes the iScript of Better Days, Episode 3, written by Stephen Cameron. Feel free to visit us at www.iscript.com.
Our privacy policy strictly forbids the resale or transfer of any iScript product that you obtain a limited license to by downloading the script for your personal use. We have agreed with all parties that provide availability of scripted material that we will cooperate to the fullest extent allowed by law to prosecute any unauthorized use of an iScript product.